Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, we get an opportunity to chat with Bob Koppel, who is the president of Ascension Via Christi Hospital here in Manhattan. Bob, good to talk to you once again.
Hi, Brandon.
And, you know, I was talking to Julie Gibbs on Tuesday, and it was fitting because we didn't have to lead off talking about COVID-19. That situation seems to be improving quite a bit. And now I've got you here today, and the hospitalizations, I understand, have been down for a while and very improved from what we've seen in the past 2 years.
So we are certainly have seen a just a downward trend that's been now sustained for a few weeks, and I think that's the key because we're always kind of looking for to see more what a trend is versus just a day or two. But yeah, so for example, this morning we have two positives inpatients, and I think the last time I was on the radio, we had a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So that's good to see. Regrettably, I think people are going to read about, we had a fatality last week. That patient was from Gary County. But overall things are much better. We're seeing much lower volume coming into the emergency room. It's been zero or one every day for almost the last week. And if you go back even 2 weeks, that was 6, 8, 10. So again, that's very encouraging. Certainly want to continue to see that.
And that's got to be a huge burden off the shoulders of the care workers there, the nurses, the doctors who've been treating folks for the last 2 years, seeing an influx of COVID patients constantly, weight off their shoulders, wouldn't you say?
So I think there's certainly there's the upside for everyone of seeing fewer COVID patients. Interestingly, so we, over the last couple of weeks, we actually saw this dip in just overall patients. And then this week we were kind of back just with all these other people, all their other health issues. And so today it's one of those, where are we going to put everybody days? Because we're actually literally on one of the units, we were down to almost no beds open because they're full of patients. So, it's again, kind of have the ebb and the flow. I think there is a difference perhaps in the stress level, not having the number of COVID patients and just some of the unknowns. And it just gives you so much more flexibility. Non-COVID patients can have, two visitors a day, because we still have visitor restrictions in place, but two people coming in is just better for everyone than none. And so that's, again, a positive. We still do not allow visitors for COVID patients because they're actively shedding virus. But I think overall for everybody, it's just a kind of a more positive outlook. And it's kind of weird, the weather kind of ebbs and flows too, just like the emotions, I think. So We're at our cold and maybe get some more snow again this week. And then I think the forecast for next week is the 70s. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, good to see that. Well, it's interesting too, because we've talked about this in the past, but a lot of folks may have been putting off some necessary care that they needed to do here. And I wonder if you're going to start seeing the great influx of visitors that have put off routine doctor visits because of the pandemic improving.
Well, certainly this is the time to get yourself reestablished with your primary care provider or a specialist, if that's who you need to see. This is the time to get reestablished. I do think a lot of people have put a lot of things on hold. And we have definitely learned over the last 2 years the downside of that, people not getting their screenings done, et cetera. So this is definitely, but certainly, I think, and part of that conversation just really needs to be about, so what are your true health goals? And let's step back a little bit and take a bigger picture. And so what are those health goals? And is that, diet, exercise, managing your blood pressure, managing your diabetes better, whatever that might be. But this is actually kind of a good time to restart. March is also, in our world, there's a day or a month or a week for everything, right? And so March is a time when those of us in healthcare focus on colon cancer screening. And so just encourage people to think about that, especially if you're over the age of 50. For some people, it's over the age of 40, kind of depends on your family genetics and family history. But this is a good time to be thinking about doing colon screenings. We actually offer Ascension Via Christi some free colon screening kits. And so if people would like one of those, they just need to call 316-268-5000. 5890, and you can have one mailed to your home. And so then you would send back in your sample and the lab test will be done for you. It does not replace doing a colonoscopy, but it's a good screening because oftentimes these tests will pick up other things. And so it's just kind of a, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's a preventative thing to do. So certainly want to encourage people to do that. If you do have a family history that involves any sort of colon or related cancer, it is really just good practice to talk to your healthcare provider about that and see about getting a colonoscopy screening procedure. So certainly encourage people to do that. I mean, that's my family situation. That's something that Bob does, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just something that I think it's a good step to take and certainly encourage people. Prevention is certainly the better path. Early diagnosis, certainly the better path. Kind of like we talked last month about, you know, heart health and screen then for mammography or whatever. All of these things are just good practical steps people can take.
You said, especially over 50, I'm a little younger than that. I'm not quite hit 40, but should people in my age group start thinking about this at some point?
Well, so yeah, but with the colon screening, a lot of this really goes back to your family history and genetics. So I have a direct family member who's had colon cancer. So I'm on an every 3-year cycle for screening. For most people, actually, that's going to be necessary. That's why you got to have that conversation with your personal physician, and they'll kind of help you sort through that too. You know, it does get back to perhaps illnesses your parents had, your siblings have, and that'll be the cue then to really actually not all kinds of screenings. Of course, you know, in March, we're talking specifically about colon cancer, but having that conversation will kind of be a good way to kind of set what should be your plan, because everybody's a little, you know, the family history might be a little different. You know, we'd talked previously about the genetic testing for cancer risks, our CORA program at Cancer Outreach and Risk Assessment Clinic that we have every third Friday of the month here in Manhattan. It's just, again, if you've got some concerns or think you might just want to check that out, quite honestly, it's the simplest way, and there's assistance and somebody, a nurse, to help you through that whole process. So we just really believe in that there's huge value in being proactive and doing these screenings. And then you'll kind of know, you know, what your future plan should be. So, you know, I've got, like, my wife, for example, there's no colon cancer history in her family whatsoever. And so she's not going to be on a 3-year screening schedule. She's going to probably be 5, 7, 10-year screening schedule. Your family offers a lot of cues for the rest. You know, you got to just pay attention to those things. So, you know, again, just encourage people to be thinking about that, taking advantage of the screenings when you can.
Certainly get those screenings in if you can. And I'm sure there's going to be more as things go along and things improve. There'll probably be more opportunities for outreach here with the hospital, I would imagine.
Also, certainly resources that we're trying to put in place for people. And you know, it's kind of that for the last 2 years, obviously, we've focused most of our time and energy and resources working through the pandemic and trying to make sure we're taking great care of those patients and also trying to cover everything else. I think now for us is kind of a reset too. And it gives us a chance to now start pushing resources in some different directions and looking at growth of services that, you know, potentially we really didn't have before in Manhattan or in our region. And so that to me is very exciting. I think I briefly mentioned we're in the development stages for a community cancer center. We just think that kind of having all services together, coordinating that care, the collaboration of all the providers, and having these wraparound services like genetic testing, really, you know, helping the lymphedema patients who are potentially post-surgery, all of these things are part of this journey that many patients have when they have cancer. And it's just kind of getting all those pieces together and organized, have to say, a little more better organized. So I think we'll give better service to people.
All right. You know, speaking with Bob Koppel, president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital here in Manhattan. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll have another segment with Bob up next here on News Radio KMAN.